Whilst there have been hundreds of instances in the past where our counsel has been sought for a case reconsideration, one case in particular illustrates what a successfully argued case reconsideration looks like. Our client, a Japanese lady in her mid-twenties, found herself in Hong Kong visiting a friend when she came to understand that the cosmetics firm she used to work for in Japan had an extensive array of retail outlets around Hong Kong, and decided that she'd explore the possibility of rejoining the firm once more, albeit this time in the Hong Kong operations. When she approached Hong Kong head office, she realized that the Hong Kong business was actually a franchise operation owned by local investors, and was not actually a Japanese operation doing business in Hong Kong. Nevertheless, the management believed they had a role for her, as her technical skills in relation to the product, her knowledge of Japanese franchisor operations, and the fact that she could speak Mandarin were all positives in her favour, and decided to offer her a job, albeit on local terms. As is common where the company is locally owned, the employer said that they would assist in helping her secure an employment visa, but delimited their involvement to provided documentation and signing papers in support. The primary job of getting the visa lay with our client, and so she submitted an application, which 6 weeks later was refused. She came to us to see if we could help. Upon review of the case file, we understood that there were two key problems with the application. The first was the salary. She was being offered Hong Kong dollars 14,000 per month, which simply wasn't sufficient for approvability purposes, indicating that such a modest remuneration, the Hong Kong Immigration Department found it impossible to conclude that the role she was expected to play was not senior enough to warrant the services of an expatriate staff. The second issue related to the way the product itself and the special skills, knowledge and experience she had in relation to it had been represented to the Immigration Department in the course of the original application. The cosmetic product range itself was the only one of its kind that was made out of 100% natural products. This brand was positioned much higher than the Body Shop range and was positioned amongst the Revlon's, Max Factor's, Canibo and Shiseido brands, but being 100% natural occupied a significant point of differentiation. None of this had been communicated to the Immigration Department, nor had the fact that amongst the more than 200 people who worked for the business in Hong Kong, our client was the only Japanese national and the only one who had a 5-year experience in how the product was developed, manufactured and marketed. From the original papers, the Immigration Department had simply concluded that this lady was playing an administrative role in the business, and at her salary level there was nothing to suggest that the work could not be undertaken by a local employee. We advised her to go back to the proposed employer and see if she could negotiate an increase in her package, such that it was valued, at that time, at a level equal to at least 235,000 Hong Kong dollars a year. This sum needed to reflect the total value of the emolument, taking in base salary, 13-month bonus, medical benefits and an incentive scheme. We had a conversation with the employer on our client's behalf, and they agreed that they would reissue her letter of appointment along these lines, as in fact, there was not much uplift needed in her employment package required to achieve this outcome. It had all been fundamentally been there, but had not been reflected adequately in the papers to allow the Immigration Department to conclude that her worth to the business was in fact significantly greater than the $14,000 a month base salary recorded. Secondly, we advised the client that we needed to say a lot more about the product range, the role she'd played previously in Japan, the responsibility she was carrying in Hong Kong to sharing this knowledge with her local colleagues, and how she was being positioned by the company to play a key role in their plans for China market expansion subsequently. This required provision of a substantial amount of new information detailing the makeup of the products and proof that in Japan she had acquired specialist knowledge and experience that simply wasn't available within the local pool of 200 employees. With this strategy in play, we crafted a reconsideration application, and 3 weeks later, after a brief flurry of fax correspondence with the Immigration Department, she was granted her case approval.